allowing it at 1 acre, but knowing that planning and zoning is going to take the bigger picture into consideration when they decide.
I think that's a good point, because what you're saying is, what most of the folks that have been opposed to saying, it's about the RV park in general. And what we're talking about is whether or not we would allow a variance from 3 to 1, and with less than half of the density that was required for the 1 acre.
And can we even specify the lesser density?
You could. Because you could add it to your decision of record. You said proven at 1 acre lot size for an RV park not to exceed 7 spots, however you want to word it, within your motion to add verbiage.
Well, that's absolutely my opinion. We're not here to make any other decisions other than the variance on the size. And if we do regulate the size per density, and whether it's really restrictive or not, the barrier, I think, should be brought up. I mean, like I said, the pool is higher, and maybe they could look over there, but they're going to have to be looking for it. And the RVs have been there for years, in and out, and haven't been detrimental to anything. And I do understand that you're concerned that the RVs are not going to be there full time. They're going to be maybe pulled out and pulled back in. Same thing can happen at Big Bear. So there's traffic as well. I've got to make a motion to the variance being accepted from 3 acres to 1 acre, and to stipulate that it can only have 7 units at any one time on it.
Is this countywide everywhere?
No, sir.
No.
That's okay. On this project only, okay. And we look at every individual project.
There's a statement in our guidance code to say any variance given does not set a precedence anywhere else in the county, as each case is specific to a specific piece of property. So the boards, both boards are good.
So we have a motion.
I would second that motion and just make the comment that I think there were some valid concerns that were brought up today that I think should be brought to planning and zoning when that happens. But for what we're hearing today is just the size, and I would second that motion.
Okay. So we have a vote?
All in favor?
Aye.
With one abstention, correct?
With one abstention. Right. All right. So because we have 3 votes,
3-0,
it will pass and go forward to planning and zoning.
Chairman duty?
I'm going to relinquish my chairman duty.
Should we vote on that?
We will not.
Thank you, gentlemen, for listening.
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't think I get nervous anymore, but I still get nervous doing that kind of stuff. You did good.
What about 2002A with Ruby's Rest? When does this start?
Okay, so they're out there right now, so they'll bring them in, and then we'll swear them in, and then we'll start it.
Okay.
And basically, did y'all read through it?
Yeah.
There was a lot more to think about on that.
There was.
Absolutely, and I don't hardly see how anybody can say we didn't take everything under consideration.
You definitely did. You all.
I wish I knew the intent behind that 3 acres, because that could help guide a decision. I don't know. I don't know why it's that.
They probably had to come up with a number, and along with the number of units that can sell. So they had to have 18 units times 3, so that's almost 60.
Mm-hmm. Right.
54 or whatever on 3 acres. A bunch of houses going in.
It seems unusual that they would say
18 per acre if they didn't ever intend for it to only be an acre.
From my research, most people don't waste their time to build one unless they're doing that.
Oh, yeah.
For
sure. They've got to have tons of spots.
And so you think about it, I can't fathom 18 an acre.
Well, if you drive a little bit further to Big Bear,
you can fathom
it. Yes, you could there.
You drive through them every day.
You're right. I didn't think about that. You're right.
I'd like to know how if they got much thicker, I was going to say,
right. Well, now, am I also, am I thinking right that you could just as easily put a convenience store or anything on
that area? Because it's not a subdivision.
It's not a subdivision, and it's surrounded by commercial stuff, so you could put a convenience store, you could put a vape shop, you could put
a liquor store,
and you could put anything there. You could put a church. You could put whatever you wanted to there. And, you know, they would have the same situation.
I just think it's a...
Yeah, I don't know if I muted it or not. I pushed a button and it did something.
You might mention, depending on how it goes, if there's a rehearing, so the applicant knows there's a rehearing request or a reconsideration request, which they can get with me on it, because it's a 7-day window where we have to post this, so it's actually 9 or 10 days.
Okay,
so you just have to get it on as a rehearing request. Whichever way it goes, the applicant can ask for a rehearing. It's in July, you just decide whether to be here in August. Or if the opposition can approve this, they just want to rehear it again. You're supposed to go through all those steps for it to go to court.
Gotcha.
So you can just mention, Scott, would you go over there rehearing and reconsideration.
Would you like me to bring that up at the very beginning?
No, sorry. I'll wait till the end.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And they'll be wondering in their next step.
Gotcha. Okay. I appreciate you guys asking lots of questions.
You know, it was obviously more in depth than I would have thought.
Well, we had to handle it just like we would.
And that's how only one of the very few of these.
Be sure to make sure that you sign in if you plan on speaking tonight.
I expect this may be the easier of your two.
Maybe. I don't know.
I've
heard of it.
Todd's called me 2 or 3 times.
Already tonight? That's the hardest working man I've ever met in my life.
For sure.
All right, is everybody ready? We're going to go into... working on the appeal of 20-02A with Michael Dortch. Scott, could you introduce us to that?
Would you swear in the speaker?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry. If you plan on speaking tonight, could you please rise or raise your right hand? Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth tonight to the best of your ability?
I do, yes, sir.
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, Scott.
Okay, case number 2020-002A is an appeal of the Division 3 permit number 2020-005. So some background information is on May 11th, 2020, the Taney County Planning Commission denied Division 3 permit 2020-005 requested by Michael Dortch, Chris Dortch, and Eamon Hardy seeking approval for the development of Hummingbird Resort to be located at 256 Ruby's Rest, Reed Spring, Missouri. The Planning Commission motion to deny was based on insufficient water supply for the new cabins, and the Planning Commission Board was not satisfied with the condo-style platting of the cabins in the common area as per the plan presented. This proposed development would be located on 6 parcels, which is be approximately 17 acres, to include 11 small cabins, bungalows, 4 tree houses for nightly rental. Hummingbird Inn is currently a bed and breakfast located on the property and is owned and operated by Chris Dortch. The applicant and property owners are requesting the Board of Adjustment to appeal and reverse the denial of Division 3 permit 2005 for the development of Hummingbird Resort. Michael Dortch has provided the reasons below for the request. Approval from the DNR on a new public well site to serve the existing bed and breakfast along with anticipating new cabins. He provided a letter dated March 27, 2020, and the letter states approximately 30 gallons per minute the new well would produce. Higher yields are generally available at greater depths. Wayne DeBolt, a PE, has calculated that the new well will need to generate or produce only 20 gallons per minute and stated that the 30 gallons per minute anticipated by the DNR should be more than sufficient to serve the water demand requirements of your development. And on the second reason, the Planning Commission objection to the condo style of ownership structure of the development that they propose seemed to be at odds with the Missouri Uniform Condominium Act, which states that no zoning ordinance can prohibit the condominium form of ownership. He attached a letter dated May 18, 2020 from Harry Styron, Esquire, along with the copy of the applicable law. Mr. Styron concluded his opinion. It appears that this objection is arbitrary and improper, and he references State Statute 448.1 through 106. In this case, the Board of Adjustment is tasked by State Statute 64.870 with making a determination as to whether or not the Planning Commission made an error of law in denying Division 3 Case 2020-005.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Yep, I'll give you a little bit of an overview. Here's our parcels. I'll zoom out so everybody knows where we are. This is where 160 and 248 meet, western side of the county, Hampton Road, and then at the end of Hampton, Ruby's Rest. So I'll get into staff recommendations real quick, and this is the standard, and you guys have seen it pretty often, nightly rental. So if the Board of Adjustment would approve this appeal, 02A, of Division 3 Permit 2005, these following requirements would apply. And it's our standard 15-part Division 3 decision of record. Per the requirements of Missouri Revised Statute, the Board of Adjustment, and we've read that, to hear an appeals. The applicant provided a Missouri Department of Natural Resources letter on the well, which I won't read. I'll just show a letter from the engineer, a letter from Mr. Styron, and then the 448.1 statute on condominiums. I'll show you the presentation that was presented to the Planning Commission. And I believe this was in your packet. This is the proposed layout. Project summary. He presented some photos that I'll just go through. He presented some examples of cabins and tree houses.